The study's findings show that most Americans have at least a fair understanding of what credit scores are and how to improve their scores by paying credit card and other installment debt on time each month. That's the good news, according to Stephen Brobeck, executive director of the Consumer Federation of America.
The bad news is that a very substantial minority know very little about credit scores. They don't understand that scores measure credit risk, that they're determined by credit and payment history rather than by personal characteristics such as marital status or ethnicity or age. And perhaps more importantly, they don't understand what the cost of having low scores is. It could add thousands of dollars to a new car loan. It could add tens of thousands of dollars and higher interest charges on a mortgage loan.
Brobeck says the CFA conducted the survey of more than 1,000 people as part of their financial education program. He says before applying for an expensive loan or mortgage, it's important to find out what your credit score is, and if it's low, take steps to build it back up. He says it's also important to make sure your credit report is accurate.
The good news is they can do that for free once a year by going to the website www.annualcreditreport.com. Congressional law requires that consumers be given that access for free on an annual basis.
Brobeck says Congress passed another important law. If you're denied credit or are denied the best terms for your loan, the creditor has to provide you with your credit score. The CFA has an online quiz to test your credit savvy at creditscorequiz.org. Audrey Fannin, WFDD News.